Chapter 2. An Appeal for the Colored Race.
The proclamation that freed the slaves in the southern states opened doors through which Christian workers should have entered to tell the story of the love of God. In this field, there were precious jewels for the Lord's workers should have searched for as for hidden treasures. But though the colored people have been freed from political slavery, many of them are still in the slavery of ignorance and sin. Many of them are terribly degraded. Is no message of warning to reach them? Had those to whom God has given great light and many opportunities done the work that He desires them to do, there would be today memorials all through the southern field, churches, sanitariums, schools. Men and women of all classes would have been called to the gospel feast. The Lord is grieved by the woe in the southern field. Christ has wept at the sight of this woe. Angels have hushed the music of their harps as they have looked upon a people unable, because of their past slavery, to help themselves. And yet those in whose hands God has placed the torch of truth, kindled from the divine altar, have not realized that to them is given the work of carrying the light to this sin-darkened field. There are those who have turned away from the work of rescuing the downtrodden and degraded, refusing to help the helpless. Let the servants of Christ begin at once to redeem their neglect, that the dark stain on their record may be wiped out. The present condition of the southern field is dishonoring to the Redeemer, but shall it lead us to believe that the commission which Christ gave to His disciples when He told them to preach the gospel to all nations cannot be fulfilled? No, no! Christ has power for the fulfillment of His commission. He is fully able to do the work laid upon Him. In the wilderness, armed with the weapon, "It is written," He met and overcame the strongest temptations that the enemy could bring against Him. He proved the power of the Word. It is God's people who have failed. That His Word has not the power on hearts that it ought to have is shown by the present condition of the world. But it is because men have chosen to disobey, not because the Word has less power.